Mark, a tough examination against Paul Town, side we left behind, obviously, in the Southern League. You just said to Aidan Williams there that you were perhaps a little bit disappointed with some of the levels of performance. Obviously, a 2-1 win, but a good test for your players.
Yeah, like you said, a real thorough examination for us tonight. And I think from our standards and the standards that the players have set, they've done fantastically well this pre-season. And obviously, you know, coming off the back of two good seasons as well, we have our standards. I don't think we quite reached them tonight. But having said that, you know, pre-season, you want these, you want these struggles to come out in pre-season. You know, we don't want to be all sudden turning up August the 3rd and thinking, you know, something don't quite go our way and we haven't got the tools to fix it. So, you want struggle. You want the boys to struggle and problem solve and think on their feet and work it out and us to learn about ourselves. And we certainly got that tonight. You know, the first hour of the game wasn't to our intensity, wasn't to our usual standards. So it gives plenty of food for thought. It gives, you know, there's areas for improvement and, you know, we've still got a good 10 days to you know, try and problem solve a little bit and come up with the right answers ready for August the 3rd.
And Paul Town and obviously Gosport, who we play on Saturday here at the Bob Lucas Stadium again, represent a different sort of challenge to, say, your Southend United, don't they? Because we've just left these teams behind. As again, you said in a previous interview a minute ago, they've recruited well, it seems. Gosport, another good challenge before that date on the 3rd of August with Maidstone United.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's why we took the Paul and the Gosport game, because I think they'll give us a good representation of similar to what we'll face in the Conference South. You know, Gosport have recruited really well and look really strong. And like Paul, you know, they always give us a good game. So, we're getting everything we want out of these pre-season games. We've had a nice balance of games in pre-season and I feel we're, like I said, we're getting tested right. And, you know, the proof will be in the pudding come August the 3rd. But, you know, there's a lot of positives come out tonight. The way we ended the game, we got it's the first 90 minutes for people as well. And maybe we just hit that little bit of, hit that little bit of wall of pre-season tonight where, you know, things have been going really well. But the boys have worked so hard. So, you know, there was always going to be probably a little bit of sometimes a little bit of a drop off or a little bit of a bit of looseness or something, and I'm glad it's happened today and not start the season. So like I said, there's plenty of food for thought. There's given us plenty of areas to improve on and areas for us to work on, and we'll get back on the training ground Thursday and work hard. But what I can say is that the boys have attitude and application has been fantastic. So you know, we'll dust ourselves back down today. We've still won the game of football. We've still done enough to win the game of football.
Is winning important? I mean, I know it's a bit of an interesting question. A lot of people say don't go on results in pre-season, but as a manager, do you still, even though it's pre-season, want to get them wins across the line?
Yeah, look, it's a difficult one, but look, winning is winning. You always want to win, whether it's a game of cards or whether it's, you know, a pre-season friendly. Yeah. Winners want to win, and they do win. What I want to see is the things that the players display, the habits that I think are going to get us a win. You know, it's not the be-all and end-all in pre-season, because you're trying to build fitness and see things, and sometimes you'll risk the result more to try and grow the players, and that's certainly the case in pre-season. But at the same time, you still want to see the ingredients that I feel will give us the best chance of winning. And, you know, I don't think we saw that enough in the first hour, but the last half hour we certainly did.
When you've got class players like Josh McCoy on the pitch in any game, it can happen, can't it?
Exactly, definitely. I feel like, you know, we've got real quality in this squad, you know, competition for places is fierce. So yeah. You know, that's what a manager needs and wants. And, you know, with 8 games in that first month, we're going to need every single one of them players arriving fit and healthy and in the best possible shape as they can. And I feel that we're getting them into that shape now. But pre-season is about stretching them. It's about pushing them through that barrier. And, you know, this part of pre-season, that's what it's like. And then sometimes the fatigue and the hard work does catch up on you in pre-season. And that probably happened a little bit to us tonight. But that's what we want. We want the players to struggle. We want that adaptation. We don't want them cruising through. We want them pushing and straining and struggling so that when August the 3rd comes and we get into our games programme, their bodies can handle it. So, you know, you might have seen a little bit of a drop in performance tonight, but as long as it weren't a drop in attitude and application, which I don't think it was, maybe we just sort of, hit that sort of that bit of a wall where we've worked so hard. But look, we'll rest them down and we'll be fitter, sharper and stronger off the back of this, and that's what we want in pre-season. I think that's key. You know, we don't want to be just flying through pre-season. We want struggles. We want the players to, you know, drive themselves through and through that pain barrier and problem solve and think on their feet. So we've got everything we needed to do out of this game tonight. You know, we've learnt a lot of lessons and got 90 minutes into the boys. So you know, the proof will be in the pudding come August the 3rd, how we arrive, and you know, I'm confident we can arrive in a good state.
Mark, thank you very much for joining me. Well done on tonight. See you Saturday. Thank you.
See you Saturday.
Cheers, Josh, mate.